The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Wherever you are on our most lovely planet.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
Yes, you are.
Guess that makes you Shia.
Yes, it does.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Welcome to Being Here and Enlightenment 101.
You know, when I went to college, I took a course called Philosophy 101, but there were no courses called...
And I took Psychology 101.
I think I might have done that too. There were a lot of 101 classes, but there was never an Enlightenment 101. So we figured we'd do a course called Enlightenment 101, or at least a radio show by that title.
So welcome to the show. Welcome to Enlightenment 101. And the very first part of our syllabus today.
Right. The beginning lecture is on
listening. And it's funny. I was looking at our books. We've written
five
books, award-winning books, and I noticed that at the beginning of each of the things that we're talking about, including Practical Enlightenment, which is our newest title, we talk about listening your way to the moment.
That's
and
right.
And listening your way to enlightenment. And so in this format, listening is so perfect.
But what we're talking about is a non-judgmental listening. See, usually we listen and then we judge. We listen to what somebody says, and we judge whether we agree with it, disagree with it, already know it.
All right, all you out there. We know you're smart. We know you're intelligent. We know some of you just disagreed with me. I'm not so smart. Oh, yeah, I am intelligent. That's what we're talking about, that interior conversation.
That talks about everything that's being said as if it knows. And it is the final authority. So we can talk about enlightenment being easy, and that voice will say, oh, no, it's not. I don't know about that. How come people sit up on mountaintops for years and years and years?
Enlightenment isn't something you can know already. It's an experience.
And it's unique in each moment. So it's always different.
So as you listen today, that commentary may actually be traveling alongside with you. But see if you can keep relaxing and letting it go and bringing your attention back to what we're saying, what the callers are saying.
See if you can hold that. I love this word. That's why I'm going to use it. See if you can hold that conversation in abeyance. And abeyance means to
set it aside. So that it doesn't have to influence your ability to be here.
To hear what's being said, because you see, it will comment as though it already knows. Oh, I know that. Oh, I know that. Oh, I know that.
And
I know that too.
Good. That commentary also resists things that it finds inconvenient. Now, that's not a failing on your part. Your mind, your brain is hardwired to do that. We call it the na-na-na factor. It's like, na-na-na, I don't want to hear that. It gets rid of, it lights up, it fires to get rid of inconvenient information.
Anything that disagrees with what it believes to be true.
So if I make the statement, I know you're intelligent, I know you're smart, and you have a story that says you're a dummy, it'll go, uh-uh, and it will spit out all of these pictures of how that's not true.
Right. Examples, based on your history, which you've been proving ever since you were a child.
And by the way, anything you resist
persists.
It grows stronger.
And it dominates the out of you. Fill in your own expletive.
Yeah. The second principle, and this really is the Enlightenment 101 principle, and that is this moment is perfect exactly as it is. And in fact,
it can't be different than it is.
Now, we're not talking over time.
We're talking moment by moment. In each moment, your life shows up only as it does, exactly as it does. Whether you agree with the circumstances of your life in that moment or not is totally irrelevant to the reality that your life shows up exactly as it does in each moment of now.
Now, the third principle is one that actually is derived from anthropology. An anthropologist is a person who studies cultures just to see how they're put together. Because each culture is unique, not only world cultures, but individual cultures. You are a unique culture of one. So it's about noticing, seeing things in a non-judgmental manner.
So you see it and you go, huh, that's what I just saw. I just said that. I just did that. Huh. Hmm. We call it the slack jaw school of enlightenment.
So,
you know, there have been other schools of enlightenment, the
like
bright
eyed school, the bright eyed school.
And we have the slack jaw school.
So, let's take our first caller.
Okay, well, let's just explain the slack jaw school
okay.
a bit more.
All right.
In other words, if you see anything that you do and you would normally chastise yourself for having done it or said it or been a certain way, in the slack jaw school, all you do is let your jaw drop and go, huh, I just did that.
Practice that. Huh. It's really fun. Ready?
Huh. Oh, that was fun. Yes. One more time.
Huh. You know, one of my favorite things.
Somebody's laughing at us already.
Who do we have?
You said take our first caller and our tech, set them on.
Excellent. I hear you. That sounds like Colleen.
It is Colleen. Hello.
Where are you calling from today, Colleen?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Excellent.
Welcome to the Slack Jaw School of Enlightenment.
Thank you. I love how you guys are just funny. I just love to laugh, and it just feels really good.
Well, you've just mentioned another key to enlightenment, and that is if you're not having fun, if you don't have a sense of humor about your life, you're definitely either trying to get somewhere or you're working on yourself. You're berating yourself.
Or you're resisting the way your life is showing up in the current moment.
Right.
Any of those things, according to the first principle, will keep you stuck in that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that your attempt at the slack jaw school?
What? Yes, I did. It made me laugh.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is from time to time, Colleen, you may get stuck in a loop of judging yourself. Because people do. They get hard on themselves. Something happens or there's a lot of pressures at work or with kids or however it is that you feel pressured. And then you start getting serious. And, you know, you can have a sense of humor about how serious you've gotten rather than going, oh, God, I've fallen
serious.
From the moment.
That's like falling from the altar of God.
All right. Yeah.
So did you have a question for us or something you wanted to talk about?
Well, it's in the vein of what we are talking about, actually, because I feel like I've had fallen from the altar of God kind of thing, where I've been hard on myself and not passionate, feeling passionate or feeling I'm comparing myself to others, and it just, and then I would I'd try to use the three principles, and I just couldn't get my mind to.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You say comparing yourself to others. Do you know another Colleen with your last name?
No.
Is there another one on the planet even?
There is.
Maybe.
There's a few of us with the same name.
Okay, maybe with the same name, but are you the same age? Do you have the same body type?
Do you have the same husband?
No.
So
I hope not.
So you are one out of 7 billion.
Yeah.
You are already unique.
You know, I love also.
And you're perfect. You're a perfect you. So how could you be doing it wrong?
Right.
You know, Sean, I didn't mention we finish each other's sentences. So if it's your first time with us or you're not used to our style, it's probably a good idea to let you know that we're not interrupting each other. It's just really, really our style.
So relax.
Yeah.
Relax is a good thing,
it is,
too.
It is a good thing.
If you could relax into the moment, then everything works out great.
I love how when you're here, life provides answers.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're talking about Enlightenment 101, and we wanted to give people some basics so that they could have their lives be centered. And Colleen comes on first, and she, you're talking immediately about things people need to hear. So when you talk about comparing and falling from the altar of God, you just put together a string of things, Colleen, that tell us that you've just gone back into, or not back, but you're operating through a change modality. A change modality has those dichotomies.
See, change and transformation are hugely different. They're incomparably different, but we'll compare them. See, change takes place over time. It's incremental. It's goal-oriented. It's in time going somewhere. It's about more, different, or better. It's got the dichotomies of good and bad and right and wrong.
And higher and lower and fallen from the altar to some lower state.
And you know, it's morality and immorality. All that is in change. Transformation, on the other hand, is about the isness of things, you, and the moment. It is about how your life is showing up currently in this moment. It is not about getting somewhere. So they're very different. Change has goals. You have an idea of you need to get somewhere to be a better version of you. Rather than you could only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. You still there?
Yeah.
You know, change also has a lot to do with comparison. And it doesn't matter if you compare and you come out better or you compare and you come out lesser. There's still some part of you that dies in the comparison because it's just the way it is. It's not enlivening.
Whenever you compare yourself to somebody else, you find fault with you or them.
And that fault-finding mechanism will sooner or later turn on you.
It will erode your experience of love. It will erode your experience of health and happiness and full self-expression.
I mean, have you ever done this, Colleen, where you're out with a friend and somehow you get into a gossip mode and you talk about somebody else and you either trash them in one way or you say negative things. And then afterwards, first of all, have you ever done that?
Yes.
And then afterwards, tell me something. Do you feel better and more in sync with the person you just had that gossip fest with? Or do you find yourself feeling somehow unsettled or diminished? Or
Definitely unsettled and diminished.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, you've been raised in a culture that's based in backbiting.
Yeah.
Finding fault with other people, gossiping about them. If you go back to your roots, you know, growing up in Montana, was it?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's Montana or Manhattan.
New York City. You know, your family gossiped about the other families in town.
Yeah. It's very true. Yeah.
And the ones that had money were the worst.
Yes.
Has money ever been an issue in your life?
Oh, yes, it has. Yes.
It has. Well, that's because you've been raised to think that people who have money are bad.
So you better get rid of yours. Yeah,
right. You know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Well, you are talking to a Montanian.
That's right.
A Montanian Christian.
No camels in Montana.
There are no camels, so it should be...
A cow, right?
That's right. A cow is very appropriate.
It'd be more difficult for a cow to go through the eye of a needle in Montana.
That's right.
Hey, whilst we're going through the eye of this needle, would you mind... we're going to go to a break, so do you mind coming back with us after the break?
I'd love to. Thanks. Yes.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We'll be back for Monday Night Alive next Monday, February 29th. So if you're in the New York City area or would like to come to the New York City area, you can join us. And
our next weekend workshop in the New York City area
is Step Into Your Brilliance, March 11th, 12th, and 13th. And you can find out more about those seminars and where they're held at our website, on our website, at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hamburg, for those of you who would like to join us in the European arena, we'll be coming to Hamburg the end of March on the 31st for the Freedom to Breathe, and on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Hamburg, Germany for Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct.
And that doesn't mean nasty.
Nope.
Some people somehow get the idea that if you're going to tell it like it is, it's going to be harsh and nasty, and you need force and power to deliver, and
well,
you don't.
I actually think that Colleen has done a really nice job of telling it like it is. She is talking about herself, but there's a compassion to it. And I also see it in terms of stepping into your brilliance, Colleen, because as you allow yourself to be you, which is also including talking about that you'd been feeling diminished lately. By the way, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really, really good. I feel really good.
That's excellent. You know, your passion can return in an instant.
In an instant. All you have to do is get here. That's all it takes. Just getting into the current moment is enough. But, you know, the problem really is that you have an option at every moment to jump back into the story of your shortcomings.
You know, that's why people come. Why I know that a lot of you listen to our shows. Some of you write to us that you listen to them every day, that you go through our archives. Good on ya. I know people.
Consistency will allow the transformation to go deep.
By the way, our Costa Rican adventures for 2017 are open. It's an immersion course in you, and you're invited. Colleen, thank you so much for calling in today. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we...
I am going to be going to Step Into Your Brilliance, and I'm really excited about it.
Great.
Excellent.
Well, we'll see you then.
Excellent.
See you then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's take our next caller.
Pamela.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Brooklyn, New York.
New York.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I love that you guys are talking about listening as this enlightenment course, because I have been finding myself today listening to a conversation in my head.
Uh-huh.
What has that conversation been conversating about?
it's been playing out a conversation that has not happened, and who knows how it will happen when it happens. You know, about my year-end review at work with my boss.
Uh-huh.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You're going to have a great year-end review.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And you bring yourself to the things you do in life, and that includes being a mother of three, two twins. 6 months old, and a toddler, about 2.5, and you bring yourself to that like it's your idea. So I'm clear, when you're at work, you bring yourself to work like it's your idea.
I do, and I enjoy my work, and that's why I find it so funny. I guess there's part of me that feels like I should be above having this stuck in my head.
Well, I have a question for you, and I'm jumping right into esoteria, which is like not Enlightenment 101, it's more like Enlightenment 303, but here's my question. Has it ever occurred to you that your boss is nervous about giving year-end reviews and that you are synchronizing up with him or her?
Oh, no, it had not.
Well, that's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, because, that makes sense.
And here's the neat part about it. I'm going to talk about it in terms of Shy and I and Mondays. It used to be a much stronger phenomena in the early days of leading seminars for like Monday Night Alive, the Say Yes to Your Life evenings, where as we would get ready to go to Mondays, our demeanor with each other would change or would have thoughts that were really uncharacteristic of us. And Shai and I got into the habit of discussing them, saying, hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is what my impression is of how we're relating. And then would say, we'll meet it later. And sure enough,
we always met that dynamic in somebody or bodies that showed up at the Monday night.
And we talk about it in our latest book, Practical Enlightenment. It's a little bit like somebody bringing a very fragrant dish to your front door. When they ring the doorbell, they're not...
You can
not,
smell it before you open the door.
And then in your apartment, it smells like garlic or it smells like whatever that dish is before you've ever seen it or tasted it. And it happens that way also from time to time with people where you linkronize up. It's a word we make up where you link and synchronize. And... you start having simultaneous experiences. And the neat part of it, in my experience, is if you relax about it and you aren't hard on yourself for having it, it goes both ways so that you can actually be a relieving agent on the people in your environment.
I like that.
So if you don't take it personally and you just notice it like, huh, look at that.
Well, you know, Pamela, have you ever noticed that when you're in the office with somebody who's stressed out, you start to get stressed out?
Yes.
Well, if you're calm, if you're there, if you're being present, rather than indulging in the upset or panic of the du jour, then suddenly people around you start relaxing and getting calmer in themselves.
Yeah, I that makes sense. I get that.
You were actually discussing that with us recently because Shai and I came over to your home and just hung out for an afternoon with you and your children and your husband. And we didn't do any particular activities except for join you in your life for that afternoon.
And just be there with you.
Yeah. Right, you're right. And then our day, our evening and our days after were so relaxed. So yeah, I get you're right.
And then the children slept.
And which was unheard of.
And you two had to be intimate and it any thoughts we had or any tensions we had, it was not relevant. It was just like, huh, look at this. There was nothing wrong in our universe.
See, here's the problem. Most people think they are the voice they listen to in their head. They think that if the voice says, I'm unhappy, they are unhappy. If the voice says, I'm not fulfilled in my life, they believe they're not fulfilled. See, what if we are not the voice we listen to? It just is a soundtrack that runs alongside the movie of our lives. We've taken it very seriously, thinking that that was us. And, you know, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. In a psychological model, the events of your childhood produce how your adult life shows up. And you can never truly escape it. You can rehash it, but that just keeps it in place. So, but with transformation, if you're just being present, all that stuff fades away. The story no longer needs to run your life.
Yeah, and I love that because it's, you know, I see just in the day-to-day and in some, you know, conversations with family members, how they often go back to, hey, remember when we did this thing? And I really do find that these days I don't remember those things anymore.
Well, good for
like
you.
I do, but I don't, you know?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. This moment of your life is much more exciting than anything you've ever done.
Yes.
Because this is where your life is taking place. Well, yep. The rest are memories. And memories may or may not be true.
Thank you for calling in today. We know that your life is extraordinarily busy and
demanding.
Demanding, and it's.
We appreciate your spending time with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Was there anything else you wanted to ask or say before we let you go?
No, this was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Excellent. Thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Well, we have...
another call?
Yeah. Let's take her.
Claudia.
Claudia.
Hi.
Hi, where are you?
I'm in Oakville, Ontario, Canada.
Oakville.
We won't ask you if there are oaks there. We did that last time you called in. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Everything's good. I'm so enjoying the conversations that you're having with the other callers. And it's interesting, like we're all having conversations in our head. And the one that I'm having that I wanted to talk to you about is relationships, particularly romantic ones, and how...
Romantic
how,
ones.
I'm sorry?
He was just saying romantic relationships. Okay.
Yes. So, I had dated, and they didn't work out, and so my thoughts in my head, which I still have, are that it was all in judgment in terms of how the relationship was or how he was. And then it's like, so what did I do wrong?
Hey, Claudia, yeah. Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
You know, you can waste your life in this place, or we can find another possibility.
Please.
Okay. So could you have done anything differently than you did?
No.
Okay, so stop beating yourself up for what you didn't do wrong.
I also beg to differ with you, dovetailing on what Jaya just said. If what you were doing was dating, they did work out. A date is a singular event.
And it's not going somewhere towards relationship.
So if you're talking about your agenda to find a mate, that's a totally different conversation.
A different story, yes.
Right.
And see, part of the challenge for most people is they don't give themselves license to simply date.
Simply enjoy the time they're spending with another person.
Because what happens is if you're driving forward to meet your agenda, you actually simultaneously drag along your history and all your perceived failures. But if you're really just being here and being with another person, you may find by the end of the evening or the end of the lunch date or the end of breakfast that you don't really have a desire to see that person again. But it is entirely possible to have it be perfectly delightful.
See, if you're hungry, however, hungry for a relationship, then you will eat not such tasty food to have that relationship. It may not be. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will put up with... Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally see that now that you mentioned it. But please go ahead, because I'm really taking this in.
Yeah, you'll put up with something unsavory, something you don't really enjoy, because you're hoping to make it morph into something more.
Right. You know, what if when you're on a date, what you got is all there is, and that's what is? If he's a dunce then he's a dunce.
Now, on this particular date that we're having with you in this moment, we have to end the date, but we can start again in a few minutes after the break.
Right.
Yes, please.
You come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. So, please.
We'll be back shortly.
And come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
As we're speaking with people today, I realize that everything that we are talking about
exists in written word in our books.
Our books are textbooks for enlightenment and well-being.
Right. So if you're taking Enlightenment 101, there's some non-required reading.
You know, and we'll be speaking again very shortly with Claudia, and I know that Claudia likely has most, if not all, of our books. And one of the things that happens is we forget things. We don't remember things. They're incredible resources.
When we open up our books, we discover... We used to talk about that.
The boy in the well and listening your way to enlightenment. And what about this? And here's the titles. Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life. It's the primer. It's the basic. It's the launching point. How to Create a Magical Relationship, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Love Life. Winner, Nautilus Award winner, Best Book of the Year for Men and Women Relationships, by the way. Claudia.
2007.
Yes. Then we did Being Here, Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment.
Which is a group of short stories.
Also won awards.
How to Have a Match Made in Heaven.
That was the Mom's Choice Book Award for that year.
That's right. A transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage.
It also won an Novelist Award.
It did. And Practical Enlightenment, our newest book. I have to say, the audios, as well as the written version, that the How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, by the way, Claudia, has videos associated with it. They come along. You can access them for free. It is an excellent resource. So if you've fallen into a way of relating to yourself that you're not currently appreciating right now, pick up one of those books. I know you have them. You can find yourself. I know listening to the show does it. I know speaking with us does it. I know coming to seminars does it. But at the same time, it could be easy and fun and an aha moment.
The other thing, Claudia, is I think you've become gun shy of dating.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Gun shy is an expression that is used where, like, a hunting dog is afraid of the sound of the gun.
Right.
But I feel like you've, in your eyes, failed around dating, so you are pre-primed to fail again because you think that's how you are around dating. You haven't realized. So does that sound accurate?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. I'm waiting to hear what you have to say next.
What?
You're waiting for what you have to say next.
Well, you know, the thing is, well, you're waiting, listening through your agenda to find out how to date successfully.
And what we're suggesting is you have been dating successfully.
Yes, you just haven't found the right one yet. So keep dating. You know.
And that includes dating. You know, when you go and order a cup of coffee, you could either be waiting to find the one so you don't really see the person in front of you who may happen to be a woman and not on your agenda of what you're looking for as a mate. You may not want the 20-year-old or the 18-year-old kid as a mate, but that doesn't mean that you can't date that person while you're there as if they are the most important person in your life, because that's who's in front of you in that moment.
You know, I was in Walmart tonight, and the person that checked me out was a fellow who didn't think he had very much to offer in life, I could tell. And I just got into a conversation with him, and his day shifted in that moment just because I took an interest in him. You know, he didn't think his life was special.
But Shia wasn't holding his love and full interest and curiosity in abeyance until he came home to me. He wasn't treating that individual any less than me, which tells me that I probably have some fun in store for me.
That's right.
Right. Well, that's brilliant. I just, you know, whenever I listen and hear what you have to say, parts of me just transform just like that. And I'm just, thank you. Thank you. This was amazing. I had lots of reminders, and I feel great.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. You know, don't worry about it. You know, your life is going to bring people to you, and how you be with them will determine how your satisfaction in life goes. But don't try to make somebody who isn't relationship material into a relationship. Enjoy them for what they have to offer, not trying to make this one work out.
That's great. Thank you.
You know, also, I know that we are pre-recording this show because it will air when Shia and I are out of town. And so we have not gone to Costa Rica yet. You are joining us there. You're going to have lots of dating opportunities there. And I think that's super wonderful. You can practice each table that you sit down at for dinner or breakfast. You can either sort through your prejudices of who are the right people or the better people or the, I don't know how people's minds work.
Attractive people. Whatever. Or you can sit yourself down and discover each person's unique brilliance.
And that's excellent. I will do that. I will definitely do that.
Yeah. And by the way, if you do that, you'll probably discover your own unique brilliance.
And then you discover your own unique brilliance, rather than driving forward to be a better you, you become a magnet for possibility where you run into people. There's a couple in our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven. There's a fellow, Joe, we have an interview with. And he was trying to figure out how to have relationship work. He was up on a dating website. It was one of those ones like Match.com. And the matches that he was getting weren't exactly perfect. Luckily, his now fiance, soon-to-be wife, Candice, looked through the different profiles because she was not feeling like they were matching her up well, saw Joe's profile and said, "I want to date him." And she reached out to him, and they are now a couple. How he was being became a magnet of possibility. If you keep letting yourself be you and see yourself without judging what you see,
Slack Jaw School of Enlightenment.
Your life transforms in an instant.
We have another caller.
So we're going to take her.
We're going to take her.
But thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
We have Zoe on the line. Where are you calling in from, Zoe?
Hi, I'm calling in from Manhattan, New York.
Manhattan, New York.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to call in. I've been listening to the show for almost a year now.
Wow.
That's great.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Well, it was really great listening to all the different callers, and it was kind of interesting for me because as I was listening, I had to keep pulling my attention back to what they were saying and not think about or try to bring myself back from thinking about what am I going to ask and how is it going to go when I'm talking to Ariel and Shia. And it was kind of a really interesting challenge to my listening practice.
How wonderful. And how wonderful of you to share that with people. Because people so often rehearse their lives rather than live it.
Right.
And it's really neat that you can see that predilection to rehearse or prepare. And we know you, we also as a teacher, you're used to preparing, you know,
your lesson plan.
So thank you for not preparing the lesson plan for this show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no problem. But it's been really fun. It's actually one of the things that working with you has helped me with a lot has been listening to and relating to my students, which has just gone exponentially easier and more fun and more intimate and exciting as I've been taking workshops and just deepening my listening abilities.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, we can't talk about listening enough, really. Listening is such a valuable asset.
You know, you said you're a teacher, and if you actually listen to your students, something in them gets seen, and they feel known and respected and cared about because you take the time to hear what they have to say. Listening is such a
heralded asset.
People have no idea.
Underappreciated.
Yeah. They have no idea of the difference it is when somebody actually listens to what you have to say.
That's really great. It's funny because as you were saying that, I feel like I heard it in a new way, even though I know I've heard you say similar things in the past. I realize that there's so many times that I really don't feel like listening is enough.
And yes, of course, of course.
No, look, you've been raised in a do-oriented society or do-oriented culture where you have to do more.
And also where you need to prove yourself or prove what you know. So even now, as you were saying, Zoe, I feel like I heard it in a new way, even though I've heard you say it before. There's some, at least kernel of almost embarrassment that you heard it new this time, even though you like hearing it new this time, but somehow we have to prove, but I have heard it before.
I know that. I'm not stupid.
Shai and I have done, like, how many of these have we done?
Maybe 425.
400,
maybe.
500 of these shows. We've done a lot of them. And we talk about listening
on every show, because listening is the gateway to enlightenment. It opens the door.
And as I'm sitting here across from Shia, and he says things, and we've worked together since 1987. So we are talking about a significant portion of time. So we talk about similar things, but it's new. If you're here, it's new. It also has lovemaking be new. I've been touching and been touched by the same person for 34 years, almost 34 years. And it's new. It's always new. When
if you're here for it, it's new.
That sounds like a really awesome possibility. it's so cool that I'm so glad that I didn't write down a question, because I don't think the conversation would have gone here if I had asked, you know, something I had planned. It's so unexpected.
Excellent. We really appreciate you calling in today. It's hard to believe how fast this show has flown.
Right.
Yeah.
It really has flown by.
You know, so much happened. It was so rich and full, and it happened in a blink of an eye, and that happens with enlightenment.
Yes.
Thanks, Zoe, and thanks, everyone, for listening. If this show has touched
you,
please share it with people. Share the show. We'll be back next week, and the theme of the show is You Be You and I'll Be Me. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, you know, and with today's media, you can share the show with friends all over the planet, and people do need to know that there's an alternative to complaining about their life and wishing things were different. They could actually start having fun.
You can find our books on Amazon.com, and you can find anything else about us
at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.